Hi, I'm Eileen Balinski, senior editor at Living on Earth, and with me now is Mark Seth Lender. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Eileen.
Mark, after working with you on this piece, I'll never experience Thanksgiving the same way again.
I know what you mean. You know, when you see them in the wild, it's pretty different than seeing them in their most docile state lying on a plate. They're quite formidable. You know, the first thing they impress you with really is their size, and then right away after that you realize how fearless they are.
Where do you wind up seeing the wild turkeys?
Well, they're pretty common in New England now. You really can't go out in the field without encountering them if you're there for any length of time. Of course, the other thing they impress you with is their ferociousness, which is why Ben Franklin wanted them to be the national bird. You know, he thought eagles were not that much. He didn't like them because, for one thing, they're principally scavengers, which most people don't know. They would much rather to find something dead and eat it than go out and kill it. And, of course, the other thing about them is their call is completely anemic. You know, when you hear what's supposed to be an eagle in a film, even in some wildlife films, that "cure," it's really a red-tailed hawk that's been dubbed in because the
really?
Eagle, yeah, the eagle call doesn't amount to much, and very often that's what they do.
But Ben Franklin didn't get his way, obviously.
Well, not yet, but there's always the chance, you know, that we'll wake up.
What's the difference between the male and female turkey?
Well, there are a couple of things. I mean, size, obviously, the males are really big. And the other thing is that that fan of feathers that they have in the tail, almost like a peacock. And they use it the same way a peacock does. They'll display for females as a courting, part of their courting ritual, and they'll use it to challenge other males, and you see them doing that. The other thing you notice about them is the way they are in a field. I mean, they'll line up in rows when they're looking for grubs, and the females will be in one row, and the males will be either ahead or behind or both, almost like male lions in a pride. You know, they're kind of standing guard, and certainly they're formidable.
Mark Seth Lender, thank you very much.
Thank you, Eileen.